I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRBLS here with the Pella Bowling Seniors, Reed Miller and Matt DeYoung. First of all, congratulations on a great season so far. Let our listeners know just a little bit about how senior season has been. We talked about a year ago when you guys were juniors, but here you are just about to finish up your bowling careers.
So me personally, I would say just kind of a slow start. Last year, I would say I had a pretty successful year, and I had pretty high hopes for senior year. So, that slow start kind of got to me, but then I got back to work and, practiced more. And the last couple of meets, I've been pretty proud. Team-wise, I think we've been very successful towards the beginning of the season, especially. We're a very young team. We have about three seniors on varsity, so, helping this whole group kind of lead to and like figure out how to win as a team, I would say, has been like a pretty big impact.
Your senior year so far, how's it gone?
Yeah, so for me, it's actually the exact like polar opposite than Matt. Like at the very beginning of the year, I was doing super well. I was bowling really, really nice games. But ever since like first couple meets, like I kind of dropped off, not been doing nearly as well. But the thing is, just like Matt, we've been working hard, we've been still practicing and going at it on the lanes. And like as far as the team goes, we have a very, very young team. Like Matt said, there's not a lot of us seniors we're all trying to like lead, we're trying to help these new people kind of step up. And that's definitely been like a struggle, but that's what it is for all newer bowlers. It's more of a psychological sport, you have to help your teammates understand what's really going on and like be more confident in themselves.
Well, and the two of you, that's the interesting perspective, because we were just talking before this that you guys are the second and third seniors to go 4 years in varsity in this program. You're the first group that's had bowling all 4 years of your high school experience. So let our listeners know a little bit about what that's been like now as you look back, as your careers are winding down, and how that has helped you, especially in your senior year, knowing that you've seen all these teams three or four times, and that you've really been able to work on your game over the past couple years.
Yeah, so definitely looking back on it, going to the different bowling alleys, bowling against the different teams, seeing who they have on the team, who they have possibly even coming up, it really helps, especially when you're not bowling at home, just because the lanes are a little different. They're always different, no matter where you go. Looking back on it, I can't believe it's already senior year, but. It's definitely been a fun ride, and hopefully we can keep it going.
And for you, what's that been like being a four-year player and watching this program grow?
So as a four-year player, it's been really, really interesting to see myself as well as other people grow. The thing about bowling is you can never be a perfect bowler. You're always trying to strive for better scores and improving overall. And I mean, this senior year, my entire bowling career has just been a fantastic ride. Not only seeing like others and myself grow, as I said earlier, but seeing like the whole program grow as a whole.
Well, and you have a busy stretch now. The season is coming to a close one way or the other. You have one regular season meet coming up this Saturday. It's actually at home if people want to come on by. You kind of have a double header with three teams all bowling each other, four teams all bowling each other in quick succession. Then you have conference meet the next weekend, and then right after that, the following Tuesday, so on the 18th, you'll have state qualifying. What are you looking forward to about this postseason, and what are the things you're really trying to hone in on as you get ready for those last meets of the year?
Yeah, so... freshman, sophomore, and junior year for sub-state, we've always been at Ottumwa. So definitely having that experience there definitely helps me kind of know what to look forward to and like look at and like what to, I guess, attack at. This next meet, I think we're all just kind of just focusing on, just one meet at a time, I would say. Just trying to hone in on the first week, and then get to conference, and then get to substate.
So I imagine similar for you.
Yeah. So really, these next upcoming meets are really a build up to the sub-state and conference. And really, for me personally, that is where our group is going to have the opportunity to really, really shine and perform.
And for both of you then, I imagine the goal is getting to state. What do you think it's going to take to get up there?
I think it's just a lot of communication, a lot of teamwork, working together. Ottumwa's not the easiest place to bowl, and there's a couple pretty good teams in our sub-state. But I think if we can work together and work as a team, I think we have a good chance.
Yeah, just like he said, if we all work together, communicate and help each other, it will probably make this whole bowling experience in Ottumwa a fantastic opportunity to really show our worth.
Well, and, especially for you, Matt, you've got a very busy potential winter coming up. For people who don't know, you're also managing the basketball team and leading the student section. And the Pella boys basketball team is having a phenomenal season, too, and they're likely going to be making a run for state. How have you been able to balance that, knowing that you're trying to be a senior leader, working with Reed and to help this team out and try to get to state yourself, but at the same time trying to be part of another team that's having a really great winter?
I would definitely say it definitely gets hard, managing both. But I've set specific days for bowling practice and to practice outside of our actual practices, where I can better myself and to really get ready for this postseason. But at basketball practice, I never really like cross them, if you will, I guess. At basketball practice, I'm focused on basketball, trying to help our team win and help our team get better. Because we play some of the top teams in Iowa. So, and then leading the student section, that's just the fun of it. It's fun watching the guys, knowing what I see in practice, and then when they show the teamwork and show that they know what's going on the court, it's just that just makes it all fun.
Matt DeYoung, Reed Miller, congratulations on a great season so far, and all the best to you in the postseason. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.